The Surrealist Revolution, a Surrealist journal published from 1924 to 1930, documented the first phase of the Surrealists' creative exploration of automatism, dreams, the unconscious, and psychoanalysis. By 1929, things were in flux. New groups like the Belgian Surrealists were expanding the topics associated with Surrealism, and the Paris group was at odds with itself. The Surrealist Revolution reflects arguments that began dividing the artists. Politically, many Surrealists suffered through the barbarism of the First World War. They saw the movement as a way of life, so they had a major challenge. How could an art movement help people get past societal violence? To some, merging with the Communist Party seemed like a necessary next step. This is what André Breton proposed in 1929 in the Second Manifesto of Surrealism. They therefore adopted a stance of collective activity and the absolute defense of freedom at all costs. There was dissent against Breton's authority. Breton decided to clean house. In that second manifesto, he expels a number of key writers and artists from Surrealism, including the painter Masson and the photographer Boisfard. Breton attacked writer Georges Bataille most viciously. In turn, Bataille became the greatest threat to the Surrealist movement. He started a journal called Document, which became a beacon for dissident Surrealists. In response to Breton's criticisms in 1930, they published a pamphlet called Un Cadavre, or A Corpse, mocking Breton as a Christ-like martyr with a crown of thorns.